Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Trig Pots of Joy Ghost TV on this beautiful Sunday, September 1st, the first day of September 2024. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking about a little bit of my podcast adventure and kind of what I'm doing these days to make this content pop. So, ever since I started to lead worship way back when I was a young boy, I've always been complimented in my little sermonettes in between songs. And then, of course, when I began to preach full-time for the last 10 years, it was always a beautiful thing to share the Word of God. So, and just earlier today, I was talking to a friend about just a story that I had read about this song that we're going to do here soon at church. And it got me thinking about how I really enjoy just these short devotionals, quote-unquote. So I'm going to make a little bit of an adjustment, perhaps, or whatever, just the latest iteration of this podcast to do short devotions, short thoughts, short, in Spanish we say pensamientos, short, it's not a devotion, but it's more of a thought or a meditation. So, with that said, here we go. So, last week I was reading about brother, you know, and I do want to look him up. The name of the song that I want to talk about is called "Ain't No Grave." Ain't no grave is gonna keep this body down. Ain't no grave. I'm looking up the lyrics here. Ain't no grave is gonna hold my body down. By brother, what's the name of the author here? Brother Claude Eli, and it's both a traditional American gospel tune, but also it was recorded by Johnny Cash in 2010. And then Molly Skaggs sings the Bethel Music version of it. She added a couple of amazing verses. This track was also featured in a trailer of the 2017 Pirates of the Caribbean. So how about that? So, but the story that I wanted to talk about is the story of this 12-year-old young man named Brother Claude Eli. So the story goes that when he was 12, he was suffering of tuberculosis. This is in the 1950s, and everyone had told him that he was not going to live much longer. All his friends and relatives, his parents, were all grieving this horrible news that this young man who was suffering from this horrible disease was going to die. Until, of course, God did a miracle. A pastor, I believe, came into his room, prayed for him, and he had an amazing, miraculous healing experience. He says how God healed his body, how God got a hold of him, how he began to pray and give thanks to God when he saw his tuberculosis leave his body. And it's just an amazing experience because he talks about how everyone thought that he would die. And yet God had this incredible, incredible story, and he had a different plan for this young man's life. And so every time that people tell that story or that sing that story or that sing about that moment, we all remember how God is still a God of miracles, and how God does the impossible, and how God does amazing stuff, and how even when we may think that God's no longer doing miracles, or that maybe my story or my life is just beyond help, God surprises us. So I want to read a little bit of the actual story here. I was just looking it up here. Story behind the song. It says here, "Ain't No Grave," also known as "Gonna Hold This Body Down," is a traditional American gospel song attributed to Claude Eli, 1928, of Virginia. He was a songwriter and preacher from Virginia, describes composing the song while sick with tuberculosis in 1934 when he was only 12 years old. His family prayed for his health, and in response, he spontaneously performed this song, originally recorded by Bozzi in July 1942, released in 43 in a slower African-American gospel style, and in 1946 by Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Barrel House Piano. The song in Eli's version was recorded in 1953 even though he wrote it in 1935. Ain't No Grave was initially released by Bethel Music in 2019, etc., etc. So it says, Ain't No Grave is rooted in old-time Appalachian gospel music. It is a marriage of the old with Brother Claude's original chorus and the new, my personal testimony of overcoming fear and shame woven into each verse. Oh yeah, this is Molly's testimony. For me, this song is steeped in the reality of Jesus and what he has done for me and my community. This is an anthem for anyone who's ready to follow Jesus and walk out of the graves in their daily lives. Ain't No Grave is a testimony of faith, a song for those who are ready to shake off the victim mentality and stand up in the truth of who they really are. And the lyrics are just powerful. Ain't No Grave is going to hold this body down. So I want to... Let's see here. The lyrics... I want to read them. Just says, "Oh, shame is a prison." So this is, these are the verses that Molly added. So the original song is just says, "There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise up out of the ground. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down." That's the original medley, you could say, or just song. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. Oh, we'll sing about it. If you walked out of the grave, I'm walking to, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. And then the verses that Molly added. Oh, shame is a prison as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber and he's come to take my name. Oh, love is my redeemer lifting me up from the ground. Love is a power where my freedom song is found. Oh, fear, verse 2. Oh, fear is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is a tyrant. He's always telling me to run. Oh, love is a resurrection and love is a trumpet sound. Love is my weapon. I'm going to take my giants down. There ain't no grave. Going to hold my body down. There ain't no grave. Going to hold my body down. When I hear the trumpet sound, I'm going to rise up out of the ground. There ain't no grave. Going to hold my body down. Oh, there was a battle, a war between death and life over there. And there on a tree, the Lamb of God was crucified. And he went on down to hell. He took back every key. He rose up as a lion and he set all captives free. Amazing, right? Amazing verses that Molly added to this classic song by Brother Eli, Claude Eli. Dying of tuberculosis, and through prayer, God healed his body. He lived another 46 years. Just incredible what God did after this prayer of this young man in Virginia. Amazing what God can do, right? And, you know, I've never been one who hears stories like this and says, oh, well, that's not for me. I've always believed that God can do miracles today in 2024 and 2026, including 25, including miracles of healing, physical healing. And I'm a testimony of that. When I was, I think it was 18, not far from 12, I had a terrible appendectomy that went really bad, a surgery, and I almost died. And it was my mom's prayer. She says she went into the bathroom when she came in and saw me, and she thought that I was going to die. She went into the bathroom and knelt in the bathroom floor and prayed and said, Lord, please heal my son. Just days later, two nuns, I believe they're a Pentecostal, probably Lutheran Pentecostal nurses or nuns or women of prayer, prayed and asked me if I wanted to be healed. I said, yes. Then they asked me if I wanted to speak in tongues. I said, yes. And I received the gift of healing in tongues. And ever since then, God has given me that gift to pray for the sick. And he's given me a revelation for those who are dealing with illness. And something I haven't practiced in a long time, but that's a gift that God gave me when I was 18. Because he healed me just a couple of weeks after my mom's prayers and these two ladies' prayers, I walked out of that hospital, Harbor UCLA Hospital here in... I guess you could say Southeast LA. And God healed me. And I still have a huge scar to prove the power of prayer, the power of God through miracles. And that's not the only time that he's healed me miraculously. But that's definitely the most important and the most powerful story. And now 30 years, 40 years later, God is continuing to use me in a powerful way. And here I am, alive and well, and given testimony for the grace and the miraculous power of Jesus Christ. So when I sing this song, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, man, I was close to the grave when I was 2, when I was 11, 12, when I was 18. My friend tells me that even later in life, he saved me from this car running me over. So who knows how many more times angels and the Holy Spirit and God himself, Jesus, has saved me from death. But definitely, when I was 18, he saved me and he healed my body and saved me from death. And no grave could hold my body down. And now, like the song says, what is it? It says, I like that part where it says, if you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. You can think of Lazarus. If you, Lazarus, walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. If you, Brother Claude Eli, if you walked out of the grave when you were 12 and lived 46 more years, I'm walking too. If you walked out of the grave, you could say about me, hey, if that guy walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. And that's just in terms of physical stuff. What if it's like the, like Molly's saying, depression, anxiety, victim mentality, a negative mindset, nerves, stress, addictions, feeling like you're worthless, shame, fear, anger, frustration, resentment, anxiety, all the ways in which the devil and our flesh and this world keeps us in the grave of our thoughts, of our emotions, of our past. And we have to look at Jesus and we have to look at examples. I am an example of that as well. Kept in fear and anxiety for years. And through many hours and much work with the aid of prayer and the Holy Spirit, my prayers of my mom, my wife, and many others, God has taken me out of that grave of fear and anxiety and into this new life of walking, of being a walking and living testimony. So if I can do it, you can do it. And it's not even if I can do it. If God can do it in me, he can do it in you, in Jesus' name. So I hope that encourages you no matter what you're going through, whether it's something dealing with violence or with the justice system or with drugs or alcohol or promiscuity or an affair or relationship issues or something physical in your body, your back is hurting, your liver, your blood pressure is giving you problems, you have issues in your stomach or in your left hand, your right hand, in your eyes, in your feet, in your legs, in your knees. God, I am praying for God the healer to heal your body miraculously today here on this first day of September in Jesus' mighty name. That is my belief and my prayer. I don't have any powers, but I believe in a powerful God, and I serve a risen Savior who is able to heal your disease like he did me, like he did Brother Claude Eli, and like he has many. He has healed many, many people, and he can do it in you as well. In Jesus' name, amen. So thanks again for listening to this podcast. Please share this episode with your friends who may need a word of encouragement. I'm going to try to do these at least once a week with these more shorter form devotions, meditations. I hope that you are encouraged by these stories. In Jesus' name, amen. Please follow me on Instagram at David Trigg. Please also sign up for my healing community, speaking of, called Gozo University. Gozo means joy. DavidTrigg.com/Gozo University, G-O-Z-O. It's not Gozo, it's Gozo. Or it could be Gozo, I guess. And sign up. We have a special going right now for the Labor Day weekend, 25% off. And so please go to the link and sign up for Gozo University, where you can learn more about all of these amazing topics of healing and joy and overcoming fear and being a man of power, a woman of freedom, in Jesus' name. I specialize in young men who are looking to overcome emotions and fearful upbringings and violence and all kinds of shame and prisons and robbery and problems with the law and drugs and alcohol and with mental health, so that you can rise from the dead in Jesus' name. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios. Da 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 da.